Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here at ViBug once again. And today we are here to present the BT Speak. The BT Speak is a Braille in, speech out, pocket-sized, open-source computer. When you use the BT Speak, you have an option or a choice of two operating systems to work with. You can choose either one, and they're both different and they provide different options. The traditional BT Speak platform is, for those of us who have used it in the old days, is often described as the Braille and Speak on steroids. And it really is, because they've made a lot of really great improvements and developments in this new model. The desktop side, which is the new version, which is the second platform, is a Linux desktop platform. And it runs Linux with a Raspberry Pi with the CM4 open architecture. It has a four-core processor at 1.5 gigabytes. It has built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, which actually works on both platforms. If you order a BT Speak, it ships with an AC power brick, a USB-C cable, and a USB-C to stereo headphone converter cable or audio cable. Additionally, if you purchased a case from Turtleback to go with it, the BT Speak is installed in the case with the strap. So when you receive it, it's like ready to go. Let's take a look at the physical description of the BT Speak. The BT Speak is similar to the shape of an iPhone Pro. Its length and width are the same, pretty much. But when you lay it on the table with the keyboard up, it's about an inch thick. We're going to talk about the top side, the back side, the front side, and the right side. That means the vertical sides of the BT Speak as opposed to the top side. On the top side is a V-shape, six dots, Perkins keyboard style, which is wider at the top than it is at the bottom, where dots one and four are. Below dots one and four are the space bar in the middle, backspace to the left, and enter at the right. And of course, backspace is also considered to be dot seven, and enter is considered to be dot eight in some instances. There are two tiny speakers in the unit. They're stereo speakers. One is below dot three, and the other one is just a little below dot six. You can feel the speaker grills. On the back side panel, the one that goes across the back, the vertical one, from the far left, the first port we have is the HDMI port, and that's for plugging in video devices such as a monitor. Immediately to the right of that is the USB-C cable port, and that is either for the power brick or to connect directly to your computer or to use external drives and audio access devices. And to the right of that is the micro SD card slot. And of course, the micro SD card greatly enhances file storage. So if you have a nice large micro SD card in there, you can put a lot of storage in there. On the front face, and if it's in the case, you won't be able to feel this if it's in a carrying case, but on the front face, there's a tiny microphone hole about 1 inch in from the right corner. As an aside, before I go on, not only do we have the BT Speak, which is Braille in and speech out, but in development, of course, is the same unit, but a larger size with I believe it's either a 20 cell or a 40 cell display. It's still in development, but we hope to see it maybe in the spring. And now we're going to talk about actually using the BT Speak. So the first thing, of course, is we have to use the power off and power on switch. When you power up the unit, the first thing that happens is you turn it on and it has some vibrations. You get some haptic vibrations for about 30 seconds, sometimes rapid and sometimes not so rapid. The screen that comes up is the welcome screen. The welcome screen is essential to getting started because it's one page. You can't remove it or erase it. You can close it off, so it's not always there. You can't eliminate it. And what you can do is navigate with dot one and dot four through, and you'll find links to get started with various features of the BT Speak.
Heading level 2, getting started with BT Speak. Link getting started guide. Link product description. Link command summary. Link options menu. Link file management. Link speech controls.
Whenever you're on one of these links, all you have to do is press the enter key, and that will open up the window in the page with the information that you'll need. The other thing that the power on off switch does is it controls whether the BT Speak is awake or asleep. So if I press the power button.
Sleeping.
Just for 1 second, it says sleeping. And if I press it again, of course.
Awake.
It says awake. And when it's sleeping, if you're using the tuner, it will still work. But otherwise, it's basically preserving battery power. And it means the battery life is really pretty good. If you use the sleep and awake feature, I've gotten up to 10 hours of continuous battery life. I guess we have an idea of what the welcome screen does. And let's talk a little bit about what apps are involved in this device. First of all, as you may know, this is a two-platform device. It has the BT Speak basic platform, which is the Braille and Speak on steroids. Very well developed now. It has all kinds of features that it never had before. And the other side is the Linux platform. So right now I'm going to just tell you some of the basic things that the BT Speak platform has. Some of the basic apps and features that are included include a powerful text editor, a file browser, and file manager. It has a calendar and phone feature, but it's only associated with BT Speak. And if you want to use the calendars that go with your iPhone, you can do that, but it's a more involved process. It has a basic / scientific calculator with numerous additional interesting features. It's a really quite a very good calculator. It has a stopwatch and a countdown timer. It has podcast app. It has internet radio app, NFB Newsline app, Pandora app, and weather app, and it has full access to the King James Bible version. It also includes access to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and I've successfully connected Shox headphones, wired phones through that cable that I mentioned earlier that comes in the box, JBL and Bose Bluetooth speakers. Very successfully, they work really well. A BT Speak basic mode has several speech engine options. eSpeak is the default, and I seriously doubt that anybody would want to use that if they're just getting started. So you also have a choice of Vocalizer and DeckTalk. And some of these synthesizers, there are multiple languages available. And now we'll take a quick look at the options menu. And the first thing I'll show you is time, date, and battery status. So if I press the option menu, we're going to be using cords. And for those of you who aren't familiar with cords, they are using the various characters available in Braille, along with spacebar, and sometimes .7 or .8, and even sometimes both. So most of the time, they're cords with dots of characters. So options is O chord.
Options menu, open.
Now, when I'm in the options menu, many of these of the items that you can select and activate, you can also do by first letter. So now that I'm in the options menu, I'm going to press T for time.
4:27 p.m.
I'm going to press D for date.
Monday, February 9th, 2026.
And I'm going to press B for battery level.
100% charging.
Now, just so you understand how the power of the keystrokes, I'm going to press Z chord to escape.
Welcome screen is open.
And instead of going into the options menu, which you can do at any time and press O chord, and that's B, D, or T, I'm just going to press D with space and dot eight.
Monday, February 9th, 2026.
Or I can press T with space and dot eight.
4:28 p.m.
Or I can press ST with space and dot eight.
100% charging.
And all that means is that instead of having to go in there every time, whenever you want to know what time it is, you can just simply use those commands once you learn them. And I mention it because as you become more knowledgeable with all these chords and things. There are a lot of little things that you can do in the editing process that make life a lot easier. Now we're going to go back into the options menu to see some of the
options menu open
interesting things about this device. So I'm going to press I for information about the BT Speak.
Info about this BT Speak.
I'm just going to cycle through them without explaining everything because I think we can all hear it pretty clearly.
Serial number 33, the owner's name, Brian Margie. Default locale, in US.UTF-8. Time zone, America/New York. Device name, BT Speak 480. Local IP address, 192 point. External IP address, 24.2. Memory size, 8.2 GB. Software revision, 1.20.0203 February 3rd. Kernel release, 6.1.0 RPI 6th. Blank.
That's part of the unit.
Heading level 2, storage information. Blank. Heading level 3, storage information for path/root. Used space, 12.07 GB. Free space, 1.29 GB. Percentage full, 85.62%. Blank. Heading level 3, storage information for path/home.
Now I'm going to skip over this one.
Heading level 3, storage information for path/public.
Isn't that this one?
Heading level 3, storage information for path/media/SD card/part1 feet.
And this is for the SD card. The micro SD card that I have in there already. And the reason why I skipped over those is because I'm not really concerned about public and the other one at the moment. But the way that I'm skipping back and forth is by using .56 chord and .23 chord.
Used space, 888.62 MB.
This is my storage card.
Free space, 28.84 GB. Percentage full, 2.92%. Blank.
So that gives you a basic idea of information about the BT Speak. Now I'm going to back out of this with Z chord, escape.
Info about this BT Speak.
And I'm going to go to BT Speak Management, and that's M.
BT Speak Management menu, open.
And the reason I'm going here is because there's one very important thing that if somebody decides to have one of these devices, that one of the first things you want to do is check for updates. And so I can press the letter U for that.
Check for BT Speak updates. No new update is available. Do you wish to reinstall the current version?
So you can see that's pretty handy too. If you're having trouble with the current version, maybe you might want to try installing it.
Check for BT Speak updates.
And I do not want to do this, so I'm going to press escape.
BT Speak management.
Now we're going to just take a very quick look at the
applications menu. Open.
I'm still in the options menu. I pressed A for applications. And personal has a few things in it. The only thing that's really interesting is the Google application, but I'm not going to go into that for this presentation.
Media, Media applications menu, open.
Now in the media applications, we have R for radio.
Radio tuner menu, open. Listen to a station, prompts for its name, L. Browse stations by location, B. Favorite stations, F. Blindness community stations, C. Refresh a station database, takes a while. Listen to a station, prompts for its name, L. Enter the station's name.
I'll just type in a station just for the heck of it. I'll type in WCBS.
Station not found.
And the station's not found anymore. I won't bother to, but I'm going to go to favorites.
Enter the station's name.
By pressing escape and then
F.
I'll stop it.
Listen to a station, prompts for its name, L. Radio tuner, R. Radio tuner menu, open. Favorite station, favorite radio stations, open. WHRB 95.3, WMBR 88, WMFO 91, WMUX 99.5, WCRB Botch, WUMB Blues, WCRB, W. WBUR 90.9 FM Boston MP3, W. WGBH 89, National Federation of the Blind Radio, Mushroom Escape, M. WBZ News Radio 107.1 The Peak NY 1.
So I've chosen 101.7 just to play to see that it works, and I'm going to press enter.
H stream actions 107.1 The Peak NY.
Plus 4. Smile like you mean it. Now Midnight Oil on the Peak.
And I'll press pause, which is the 1256 with spacebar. Now I want to go all the way back to the welcome screen, and there's a special keystroke for this, so that if you delve deeply into menus and folders process and you want to get all the way back to the file that you can just press Z chord 1355 5-6 space with dot 7.
Viewing welcome screen, file 5 of 7.
And it backed us up through all the things that we went through and in one fell swoop. And now we're back to the welcome screen. Now we're going to go to applications.
Options menu, open. Applications menu, open. Personal, P, media, M.
Under media, we saw the radio tuner, but there's also...
Media applications menu, open.
I'm going to actually press P with dot 7.
Pandora, US only.
That's P. One, and P with dot 7 again.
Podcasts, O.
And that's the podcasts. So the podcaster.
Now playing, N. Boston Public Radio pod access on, 9 down, manage podcasts, M. Update podcasts, U. Downloaded episodes, T. Now playing, N. Downloaded episode, update podcasts, U. Updating access on, updating Boston Public Radio podcast.
And so now it's updating the podcast that I haven't updated for a couple of days. I have access on, and I've forgotten what the other one, I just heard it too, I've forgotten the other one I have already.
Update podcasts, U. Manage podcasts, M. Man, search podcast index, add podcast URL, delete podcast, delete old episodes, delete play.
That is taking up on my card. That way, I'm not saving it into the drive of the BT Speak and taking up unnecessary space. And I have plenty of space on the SD card. I'm going to escape.
Podcasts, O. Media controls, M.
Media controls is where you can find all the keystrokes to use to operate the media player, which is separate from the BT speech unit.
Media, M. Applications, welcome screen is open.
Since I mentioned about the BT speech, the options menu, and I'm going to press S chord.
Speech controls.
And those are the speech controls. So we have E. And that's where the characters is spoken as you type, on or off. We have P.
Punctuation most.
And if I continue to press P.
Punctuation all. Punctuation none. Punctuation some.
And of course we have volume. And a volume is dot 1 and dot 4. So
volume 70. Volume 80. Volume 70. Volume 60.
And we have
rate 2. Rate 3. Rate 2, rate 1.
That's dot 2 and dot 5, or dot 5 and dot 2, and dot 6.
Pitch 2, pitch 3, pitch 4.
And dot 3.
Pitch 3, pitch 2, pitch 1, pitch 0.
And we'll press
exit.
Exit on that. So under speech controls, let me say what we have under speech controls again. We have E for characters, W for words, and P for punctuation, either on or off. And if we press those letters, when we press E, if the tone drops down, that means the characters are turned off. When we press W, the tone has dropped down, and that means that words are off and words are on. If I turn words off and on, and of course, P is just when you have pressed P, punctuation, from some to most to all to none, cycles them through.
Exit.
There's also under reference in options, there's weather and dictionaries and Wikipedia, and they all work fine on the BT Speak side. The next item I want to cover again briefly is just to show you about how you can choose between the BT Speak side and the desktop side of the unit, the platforms. So I'm on the welcome screen now, and I'm going to press dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8 so I can go to the Linux desktop platform.
Starting desktop mode. Screen reader on.
Now, once we're in desktop mode, What I usually do is go to desktop because, quite honestly, I have no experience in this part of the unit. And so I'm not going to do anything, but we'll just trust that we're in desktop mode. And I want to now show you that if we press dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 with the space bar, we can go immediately back to BT mode.
Blazy mode.
And we're in Blazy mode. And now if I go back to desktop mode.
Desktop mode.
It happens very quickly. So if you're using files or functions or procedures in both areas, it's very easy.
Blazy mode.
To switch back and forth.
Desktop mode. Blazy mode.
But since I don't want to be in desktop mode for the rest of the day, because maybe I'm using my battery and I don't want to run the battery down more than necessary, if I press the full cell cord plus dot 7, it will prompt me.
Do you really want to stop desktop mode? Default is no.
As long as I'm in lazy mode, as soon as I press that, it'll prompt me. Do I want to stay in desktop mode or leave it? I'm going to close it with yes.
Stopping desktop mode.
So that's kind of cool that you can switch back and forth so easily from one to the other. The Blazy unit also includes a full help index, which lists BT Basic and Linux support documents for tutorials, apps, programs, and features. And it lists them, and they're available in audio and HTML formats. That means that whenever you go to a help feature, once you learn how to use the HTML features, you know, like headings, for example, you can navigate by heading through the file that you're in, whether it's a text file or an audio file. HCord provides help throughout the BT Speak platform. When an app is opened, press HCord to activate context-sensitive help. Escape returns your focus back to the app screen that you were in. Now we switch back and forth from the desktop platform to the Blazy platform. So we talked about the apps and features available in the Blazy platform. In the desktop platform, when you're in the desktop platform with Linux, some of the apps and features include Firefox or Chromium Internet for browsing, Thunderbird email browser, VLC for media feedback, LibreOffice Manager for word processing. You also have access to YouTube and AI. Desktop mode uses Orca as their screen reading software supported by GNOME, GNOME Project. File sharing with iPhone, Androids, Apples, and Windows computers is available when you're logged into Wi-Fi. File sharing can also be accomplished via computer or by USB-C stick or by SD and micro SD card adapters. So you can see how that really makes this very flexible. One more thing I want to show. We're going to go back into settings and we're going to go to speech and we're going to look at the synthesizers that are available. I'm going to press option.
Options menu, open.
Settings.
Settings menu.
S open. For settings. Speech.
Speech settings menu. Open.
For speech settings menu. And.
Reset speech to defaults. R.
No, I don't want to do that.
Change the TTS engine. T.
We're going to change the TTS engine from Vocalizer.
Vocalizer. Deck Talk.
To Deck Talk.
Okay. Change the TTS engine. T.
I have a little file here that I'll read.
TTS Manager, M. Speech, F. Settings, F. Welcome screen is open.
I'm going to use the file manager, which I will not demonstrate today, but I'm going to use the file manager.
Options menu, open. Listing for /home/PI.
And I want a file that begins with M. So again, by using uppercase characters, which is dot 7 plus the character, I'm going to use M. I can go through the M's.
Listing for /home/PI/GrayDocs.
And now I can press M.
MPTA directory, AT medical.brl, 19 of 40, medication.brl, 20 of 42, medicalassets.brl, 21 of 42, miscellaneous.brl, 22 of 42, miscellaneous.brl, file 7 of 7.
And then I'll read this miscellaneous file by going to the top of the file and pressing easy read command, ER chord.
If you're interested in the Super Bowl, last weekend must have been very exciting. If so, how did you follow the game? TV, internet, stream, radio? Did you utilize the national broadcast or choose to hear the local announcers? Did you have a dog in the fight and were you thrilled with the outcome of Super Bowl 60? If not, perhaps you chose to follow the Poopy Bowl instead. Incidentally, this is another exciting weekend for many, and the holiday associated with chocolate perks my interest. Happy Valentine's Day to all.
So that's a good example of how desktop works. There's something called eSpeak, which is very difficult to understand, which is the default. So people, I think, usually try to figure out how to get to another synthesizer very quickly. So I'm going to go...
Options menu, open.
Back into settings. Open.
Speech settings menu, open.
So I'm in the speech settings. Now I'm going to go to...
Reset speech for default. Change the TTS engine, T.
Change the TTS engine.
Set talk.
And we'll go back
vocalizer.
To vocalizer. Takes a minute. Second.
Change the TTS engine, T.
And now I'm just going to press...
Miscellaneous.brl file 7 of 7.
The deep escape is what they call it, with Z chord with dot 7. And I'll reread this file.
Top of file. If you're interested in the Super Bowl, last weekend must have been very exciting. If so, how did you follow the game, TV, internet stream, radio? Did you utilize the national broadcast or choose to hear the local announcers? Did you have a dog in the fight and were you thrilled with the outcome of Super Bowl 5 o'clock p.m.? If not, perhaps you chose to follow the Pukey Bowl instead. Incidentally, this is another exciting weekend for many. Any holiday associated with chocolate perks my interest. Happy Valentine's Day to all.
And my clock went off in the middle of that, which is a new feature I won't mention today, but it's really great to have the time announcements on during the day. You can choose which hours it doesn't announce over the evening and night, and it's a great feature. Let's conclude by giving the information on contacting BT Speak. The BT Speak access by website is btspeak.com. The phone to call them is 772-214-1616. They can be reached by email at support@blazy.net. I'd like to recommend that people, if they're interested in this product, check out the monthly website webinar, and that's at blazytech.com/guides-media. So again, blazytech.com/guides-and-media. You can also find information and updates available through YouTube, through LinkedIn, and on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Virtual Brian. That was excellent. Anybody have any questions for Brian?
What is the reason for putting Linux on this as opposed to just Windows or iOS?
iOS, you never get on this because Apple won't license it to third-party devices.
No,
Linux can run on a lot less resources, and it's lean, mean, and incredibly powerful. So they can do a lot with it as the operating system on a little device like that. That would be more difficult and require more resources for an operating system like Windows to perform the same tasks. That's just my take on it.
They just picked Linux because it's very versatile. But, you know, some people never use the Linux side of it. They just use it as a souped-up Braille speak, which is what I would do. The only program I might be interested in at some point would be the Thunderbird email client, because that's what I have on my computer.
In what capacity do you use this? Do you read books with it?
I mostly use it as a note taker, and I haven't even done as much with that as I plan to do in the future. But that's primarily what I want it for. It's like a little computer. And the other thing I should and that we should have explained is the price. It's a $1,200 device, and the case, a leather turtleback case, is another $100 or so. So that's the ballpark that you're looking at to get one of these.
I can answer a couple of those questions about how I use the device. First of all, I use the podcast feature, the radio tuner, As you could see in my presentation, I have about 40 files that I write in regularly. I discovered that the clock features, I kind of find it interesting, and it has nighttime hours that you can exclude so that you only get the time during the day and not overnight, so it doesn't disturb you. So I have it set up. My BT Speak is plugged in. I have it turned on all the time, and I have it so that it's ready to use. And the hourly announcements go off for me every hour during the day and not at night, which I kind of find just amusingly interesting. And it has a very nice sounding chime. So I don't know. This is one of those fun things that I like.
Brian, have you downloaded from your computer onto your device? Like, could you download a Bookshare book or a Bard book?
I don't believe it will download Bookshare or Bard. At the moment, I don't know all the particulars about this because I haven't spent a lot of time trying to figure that out. I have my my phone and my VictorStream and other things to do those things with. When I decided to buy this, it was because I wanted to have an extremely easy to use and efficient note-taking device. So that, for example, last week I had a doctor's appointment and I had like about 10 questions that I wanted to ask the doctor. So when I went in, I use the BT Speak with the editor, and it has a feature the old way Braille Speak used to have, which was to turn off cursor tracking and to turn on insert mode. And I could read all the questions that I had to the doctor. And then as he was giving me the responses, I could write them down without losing my place in the questions section. And I just find that to be so much more efficient than any other way of dealing with that type of a scenario. But yeah, I keep track of, you know, my medications. I keep track of shopping lists and edit them every week. And that's as far as I've gotten so far. I'm very interested in using the Linux side. One of the reasons why Blasey is using Linux is because it's open source software. Everybody can work with it, add to it. It doesn't cost money, and so it keeps the cost of the device down. And also, I think it's why they use Orca as well, because that's another open source software.
I used Blasey note takers until they disappeared, and I still to this day have a VoiceSense note taker that I find very handy. Although it's no longer supported, it still works. What format are the files created in? If you create a file, what format is it?
It has the ability to convert to all of the familiar formats that you might want to use. You
know, like Word
DLCX
and PDF
files, or you can do multiple translations back and forth to text and Braille and DOCX and a number of other ones, which I can't think of off the top of my head, TXT. I love this device. I would encourage, if you really like efficiency and you're a good Braille keyboard user, I thought for the price, it's really not that much more expensive than it was, you know, 25 years ago. It's still, you know, $1,200, does so much more. And it's kind of, it's also just fun to play with, which was exactly why we liked the Braille and Speak in the first place. And the tutorials are pretty good to work with. But again, I recommend that you listen to the webinars, because they keep all the past webinars. And my favorite one to listen to is the, they did an anniversary after the first year of shipping and improving the devices. And they did a 2-hour webinar on that with questions and answers and the latest features that they had done up to that point. Just to hear the way that the callers are received and the responses to the questions are handled, it really feels like, you know, you have good communication with the developers and everything. I just think it's very interesting and a lot of fun.
It's also got a very solid feel to it. You know, the keys are nice. I have a VoiceSense as well, and I like both sets of keyboards. The BT Speak is, you know, you don't feel like it's going to fall apart or whatever. It's very well built.
Yeah, and that was one of the problems with the VoiceSense is I've had two of them, is that the keys eventually fail.
Sure.
Yeah, no, this thing is very solid. Another thing that I do that I've always done, you know, I worked for the Carroll Center for many years, and I used mostly the Braille and Speak to conduct classes and to take information down during classes. And when I went to presentations and things like that, I use it all the time. So the way I carry it is I put the strap around my waist where my belt is, and I attach it that way so that all I have to do is flip the cover down and I'm ready to go. And I don't have to take it out of my backpack. I don't have to worry about bending over because it's hanging over my shoulder and it's swinging out in front of me and all that. forget all of it. It works very, very well that way. So I carry it with me all day, wherever I go, even now, even though I have a more leisurely life than I did at work. But even then, I carried it winter, summer, and fall. It's a very convenient way to be efficient. If I need to write somebody's phone number down, the thing is turned on. All I have to do is option, file, notes, and write the phone number down. None of this stuff that you have to do with your iPhone and everything else. It's much more efficient to be able to get stuff done and get on with your life than it is with most of the other equipment today. This is just my opinion. This is why I was so excited about purchasing it last year. And it really does everything that I wanted to do so far. And I can't wait to figure out how to. I'd like to go on the internet, for example, using the Braille keyboard and the Linux side. It's a pretty steep learning curve. I'm not around people that are doing these things all day anymore like I used to be. And I'd hopefully find somebody else that's advanced at the Linux side so I could learn from it. But I can't say enough about how exciting. I'm still excited after using it for a year. I still love using it.
Thank you so much for this presentation. I've been looking for a reasonably priced note taker to replace my VoiceSense, and this seems to be something that will do the job.
You can also join a group that Lazy Technology has.
Do you think I should finally replace this?
Well,
that is a Valence Speak Classic. One of the first.
It's still quite useful. As a matter of fact, this device is incredible. It sounds great through. Bluetooth speakers or wired speakers or headphones, and it's very easy to switch, you know, from the tuner to the podcast to the it's just a lot of fun, and it's very straightforward. And you're using, if you're like me and you've been using Braille keystrokes since you were 5 years old, it's a real pleasure to work with. Again, I'm a novice at this, but you know, Ted approached me and he said that, you know, we'd like to kind of present this, would you be support that? And I was a little nervous because I'm, like I said, I'm still very novice at it, but it's so exciting that I'm glad to be able to do this.
Yeah, and look at all the work I got out of them, and I didn't have to do anything.
Well, thank you guys both, because what's unique here is that it gives you access to Linux, which is a big deal for me, because I have to do a lot of Linux work now for work myself, so this may be an interesting, you know, path to take.
Do you know what desktop distribution they're using on the Linux desktop and the BT Speak? Is it Mate or Mate, or is it?
I think it's Mate.
And I assume you can get to the terminal to use Linux from the command line.
I'm sure you can.
You were talking about the editor in the Braille and Speak. In the Braille and Speak basic environment, is there more than one editor, or is there? There's one editor that is supposedly a pretty powerful editor.
I believe there's one editor.
Does it support regular expressions by any chance for when you're doing searches and replaces and stuff like that?
I don't think it does, but they're pretty responsive to, and they're still definitely developing it. So if you wanted them to do something like that and suggested it, they might consider it.
You talked about having extensive help documents for both the BT basic side and also the Linux side. Are those documents only available on the device itself?
I'm pretty sure they're available online, I think. Aren't they? I think they're in the BT technology.
Yes, you can also create a zip file. I think there's a command you can, because I saw that in the menu somewhere. You know, you can zip up all the help files.
Oh, and the last question is, has there been any talk from Blazy about implementing Dropbox on the device?
Not that I know of, but I'm not in the know. You know, Brian, do you know?
I do not know.
If the desktop side of things has access to the file system that the Blazy side has, you could just install Dropbox on there. Desktop.
Yeah, I was thinking of that Dropbox dev you sent me.
I may have missed it. Where is the power button on the unit?
The power button is on the right side edge. It's sort of just below the top edge toward the front right corner of the unit. You have to really get used to where it is. It's flush with the casing, almost a shape of your fingertip kind of a button. And that's where it is.
But there are two little protrusions on either side of that, so it's easy to find.
Well, I have a good friend who has loaned me his Orbit also. And so I've been able to kind of compare those two devices to some degree. And, you know, the Orbit is, you know, a few hundred dollars cheaper, but it doesn't have nearly the power and and what have you that the BT Speak has. But that's another nice device, though.
Ted, did you buy this device to replace a particular one you had, or did you just buy it looking for a new note taker?
I bought it because I bought my VoiceSense used, and mine is still working, but I have the feeling that its days or years may be numbered. So I wanted something that I could use and that would be supported for a while. So I'm glad to have it. And I find the only way to really learn a device is to start using it regularly. So I really have to transfer my files from the VoiceSense to the BT Speak, and that will cause me to switch devices. And that's really the only way you can, start to learn it properly. So that's what I'm going to do. And that should work.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. That was excellent. I hope many more good demos from you guys. That's excellent. Thank you so much.